Well, first up in this hour, we've got all the travel news you can use. Anantara Hotels has launched a new hospitality experience, a private jet service combining luxury stays and travel around the Maldives, Sri Lanka and Thailand. The hotel chain is promising a seamless experience for guests who stay at Anantara Hotels through a partnership with MJets, embarking at Bangkok for Indian Ocean destinations in Sri Lanka and also connecting Anantara Resorts in the Maldives for the first time. For larger groups, a Gulfstream 5 features three zones for work, dining and resting, with shower facilities, full reclining beds, state-of-the-art entertainment systems and two flight attendants. Smaller groups of up to eight can relax in their Cessna Citation 10 jet. Madame Tussauds' latest wax figure under construction was Malcolm Turnbull, but they've announced that work has ceased on the now former PM. The deposed leader was set to be the next addition to their World Leaders Room in Sydney. Madame Tussauds' Sydney General Manager Mark Connolly said this was not the first time a decision was made to stop work on an Australian political leader due to their premature exit from office. In 2013, just weeks after work began creating Kevin Rudd, they stopped. Then in 2015, work on Tony Abbott ceased. Saying they wanted to remain current and relevant, Mr. Connolly said, "We cannot see ourselves making a figure of a sitting Australian Prime Minister again. We hope there are no hard feelings." Currently, the World Leaders Room features ex-Prime Ministers Julia Gillard, John Howard, Bob Hawke, as well as Queen Elizabeth II. Travel agency The Goldman Group has come up with a list of the world's leading airport lounges, including one in Sydney. They nominated the Etihad Residence Lounge at Abu Dhabi, where you get a private butler, the Silvercrest Lounge at Singapore's Changi Airport, which also has the private room, a lounge within a lounge exclusively for Singapore Airlines first class passengers, Turkish Airlines CIP Lounge at Atatürk International Airport, Istanbul, is a two-story lounge with a cinema, grand pianos, private suites and complimentary massages. Also included was a non-airline lounge, with American Express Centurion Lounge at San Francisco being nominated for its Napa Valley wine tasting, its shower suites and individual workspaces with high-speed Wi-Fi. And finally, the Qantas First Class Lounge at Sydney International Airport was recognised following a recent multi-million dollar makeover. They filled it with 8,400 plants, marble-lined shower suites and the renowned Neil Perry dining experience. The rise of China's middle class is most obvious in the increasing Chinese tourism numbers. Latest figures tracking both domestic and international travel by Chinese nationals have been released by the China Outbound Tourism Research Institute, COTRI. They say last year, Chinese made 69.4 million trips to destinations within Greater China, while 75.6 million trips by Chinese residents were to the rest of the world. Now COTRI is forecasting 2018 will see 75 million trips to Greater China destinations and 83 million international trips. So far in 2018, Chinese travel is up 17% on an annualised basis. By 2030, COTRI predicts outbound trips by Chinese nationals will be almost 400 million and more than two-thirds of those will be international. Melbourne's much-heralded business conference, C2 Melbourne, due to be held at the Convention Centre in October, has been cancelled. The event, which has its roots in the team behind Cirque du Soleil in Canada, has been a success for a number of years in Montreal. It was billed as a rule-breaking event designed to create an out-of-this-world sensory journey to encourage participants to discover inspiring talks, collaborative workshops, experiential brainstorming sessions, performances and festivities. C2 Asia CEO Martin Eno announced on his LinkedIn page last Friday that after 15 years he was leaving the organisation to take some time to focus on himself, saying that he had neglected his physical and mental health. Tickets are being refunded. And that's Travel Writers Radio News for August 29. I'm Graham Kemlow.